Okay, so if you haven't heard already, TikTok has been banned as of January 19th, 2025. And I'm recording this episode to tell you what you should be doing if you're a business listening to this podcast. So breaking news, everyone, TikTok is done. So if you're trying to log into the app now, it's not going to work anymore. It's just going to give you an error and tell you that it has been banned in the US. Also, if you have used CapCut in the past for editing your videos, if you're a creator, you might know about this, but that app is also banned now because it's owned by the same company. So if you're a business or a brand who relied on TikTok for growth, you need a backup plan immediately. And this episode is there to solve that. I'm going to be telling you guys the exact strategies that you guys should be following as a business or brand if you've been on TikTok for a long time and now you have no idea what to do. Three things really quickly. One, millions of users in the US have lost access to TikTok. That's a huge statistic. Obviously, it's terrible because so many people have relied on it, not only for income, but also just for fun, entertainment, and many brands, including yourself, have probably used it to get a lot of business. Number two, brands that have built their marketing on TikTok ads are scrambling. So if you're using TikTok ads, or if you've used TikTok ads, actually, you're probably scrambling around trying to figure out what's next. And so don't worry, I'm also going to be talking about that here in a second. And finally, number three is that creators who have made a living off TikTok are panicking. And trust me, guys, I know me and Sai have built over 5 to 10 million followers on the platform. And we now have lost access to both our accounts, which now are at zero because we can't even log into them. So TikTok has literally gotten me to where I am today. But that being said, I've explored tons of other strategies on other platforms, which I'm going to be talking about, especially for brands and other businesses out there, because we've been able to help tons of brands scale on other platforms. And I'm going to be telling you guys the exact strategy you should be using if you are panicking about the TikTok ban. All right, so before we get into it, guys, I just want to let you know that this is actually nothing to be worried about. This is actually the biggest opportunity in brand growth right now. And I'll be explaining why. But in this episode of Beyond TikTok, I'm going to be giving you the exact playbook for how brands and creators should be pivoting to other platforms, what platforms to be pivoting to, and how to make it happen. All right, so let's get into it, guys. So number one is that everyone has been pushing for a total ban on TikTok. So US lawmakers have been trying to do this for a long time. It's been almost like 2 to 3 years now since I've heard about a ban, and it finally happened last night. So what really happens? Well, the brands and creators who adapt the fastest are going to be the ones that win big, and the ones who wait are going to lose everything. And so the good news is that we already have the solution, but the bad news is that if you're just super slow to act, you actually might not be able to adapt as quickly, especially if you saw a lot of traction on TikTok, because everyone now is going to be hopping onto the other platforms. So here's step number one. You want to shift your TikTok ad budget to Meta immediately. So if you're a brand that's been running TikTok ads and you've only been relying on TikTok ads, then here's what I would do. I would replace that traffic by going to Meta, which is, I believe, the next best platform. Go to Instagram and Facebook Reels, start allocating your budget there. Instagram Reel ads are actually performing 20 to 30% better than TikTok for many brands. And I can say this confidently because almost all the companies we work with now, we are using Instagram. And it's not because of the ban. We actually switched to it before that. So Instagram will allow you to do that. And it also allows you to retarget. So that's going to be very, very useful for you. So number one, if you're running ads, definitely switch to Meta. Number two, repurpose your old TikTok content for Instagram Reels and Shorts. Okay, so here's the unfortunate news. If you've already been banned on TikTok, you probably won't be able to access your videos anymore. But if you have a folder or a drive somewhere where you have all your videos that you posted on TikTok, don't let them die, guys. You want to post those TikTok videos onto Instagram, onto Shorts, onto Pinterest, all these other platforms that you want to take advantage of, really. So the first things that I would focus on are Instagram Reels and Facebook Reels. And then I would post on YouTube Shorts. And then I would post on Pinterest. So those are the three or four platforms that I would really focus on. So if you really want to do a great job, then take your high-performing TikToks and re-upload them as quickly as possible. Create new accounts if you don't have them, build your brand, do exactly what you did on TikTok, but on other platforms. And if you need help doing this, DM us and we can help you because we help brands go from TikTok to other platforms. And we've done this. We've built millions of followers on Instagram and YouTube. I've personally built over 100,000 YouTube subscribers. So reach out if you guys need any help. All right. So number three is you want to go all in on UGC. So UGC is the thing that's doing really well. And just because TikTok got banned doesn't mean anything. Every single brand still needs creators. And there's so many creators out there who are creating content, not just for TikTok, but for Facebook, Instagram. And if you're a creator watching this, I know that it might be hard, especially if you've created content on TikTok and you've lost that opportunity. But now every single brand's going to be moving and you want to go find the brands to work with. So there's really nothing to be worried about. I know this seems like a very high stress environment. And trust me, I lost millions of followers. It sucks. But at the same time, attention's just going to go to the next platform. So if you are a brand and you are in need of UGC, you can reach out to us, or definitely just try to figure out how you can find UGC creators, because those are going to be your key to really doing well on other platforms. Okay, so number two, I want to talk a little bit about creators. So if you're a UGC creator, listen up, because this actually might be the best thing that has ever happened to you. And if you're an influencer watching this as well, it's also going to be really helpful, because number one, brands are still going to need UGC. It's just going to be on different platforms. So just because TikTok's banned doesn't mean you're going to lose opportunities. If you're a creator such as an influencer, yes, it's a little unfortunate. I also lost my influencer page, but you can always shift to other platforms and create content there if you haven't done so already. Or you can become a UGC creator. So more brands than ever now need content for Instagram Reels, Shorts, and even paid ads. So any creators who pivot first will be getting the biggest deals. And I would really focus on that. If you're a creator watching this and you need some help, definitely let us know and we're more than happy to plug you in. Number two, YouTube Shorts monetization is amazing. So YouTube does pay really, really well. I know, I've been there, I've done that, and I've seen how much better that YouTube pays. So in a way, it's actually really cool, because TikTok does not pay you as much. And because of this, every creator who moves to Shorts will win the next wave of viral growth. They're gonna be pushing out more creators than ever. Everyone's gonna be hopping on these platforms. So definitely start capitalizing opportunity there. And number three, we are hiring UGC creators. We're actually building the number one UGC network for brands that are moving off of TikTok. So if you're a creator and you're excited about this opportunity, definitely reach out to me, and I'm more than happy to make this happen for you guys. Go to trendify.com and just apply to our UGC network. All right, so finally, last thing I want to mention, guys, is that TikTok may be dying, but short form content is still stronger than ever. And any brand watching this, the platforms I would focus on, again, like I said, is Meta, so that includes Instagram and Facebook, YouTube, especially YouTube Shorts, Pinterest is going to be great, Twitter and LinkedIn are also good platforms, and LinkedIn's actually pushing out video content, so that's something that I would focus on as well. Every brand that's pivoting fast will make more money than before. Don't worry, guys, I know it sucks, especially for the brands that have seen amazing cost per acquisitions, millions of views on TikTok. It will happen. It's just attention. So just focus on how you can build that on a different platform. And finally, creators who do adapt will get bigger brand deals. It's just a matter of time. So once again, guys, if you want to reach out to us, just go to www.trendify.com, and we have a call to action right there on the website where you guys can check out and book a call with me. I'm more than happy to give you exact advice for what I would do if I were you, whether you're a brand or a UGC creator, and we're more than happy to help you out. So even though TikTok is fading, the future is in Reels, Shorts, and Meta, and we want to build that. So let's get going, guys. Thanks for watching.